Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Awesome. So we're back for another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social impact in their community. And today I'm here with Peter, and he was actually a connection that I made through another friend on LinkedIn, Toph, and amazing dude already. And I've only talked to you for about 5 minutes, but I've already can feel a connection. So Peter, why don't you give a little bit about who you are, what you do, and why you think you're a social impactor?
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Avery. It's so cool to be here at 5:30 on a Sydney morning. It's freezing cold at the moment in Sydney, but it's awesome to catch up with you. Toph's doing some great stuff, and so are you. So I'm really excited to be on the show. So, you know, my name, brief introduction, name, Peter Clifford. I'm a sports coach. I'm passionate about it, massively passionate about high performance. In 2005, together with my mate, Mick Delamotte, we founded our own coaching company, and we called it High Performance Tri. We'd both been in the coaching space for a few years. We actually did our own accreditation together in 2003, so that's 15 years ago. We've been knocking around the planet together since then, so it's been great. And Mick's overseas coaching in Europe at the moment for the European summer. And I'm here in winter knocking out some hard yards with the guys. So it's good stuff. I predominantly work with triathletes, as that's my personal sporting experience. I did 15 years of swim, biking and running, and together and solo, all sorts of things, alone as well, with those swimming, biking and running on their own. I also work with runners and cyclists, and I've even coached a Muay Thai fighter who's an Australian champion. So,
wow.
We've done some good stuff together there too. So I'm based in Sydney. I work all over the world, but really, I also do a lot of sports development work in Asia to help emerging countries improve their level on the international stage. So I get up to Asia probably four times a year to work with those guys. Got countries like Myanmar, Vietnam, Thailand, you know, all these, India, that these countries that have really got a great triathlon program, but they just need some help. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me in a nutshell. And I'm looking forward to you pumping me with some questions.
Yeah, let's jump right into it then.
Sure.
So the first question I have is, how are you making a positive impact in your community with what you do in the sports, you know, rehabilitation, but also triathlon scene?
I like that question. A positive impact. I really, every day I get up, I try to make a positive impact on those around me. Yeah. That predominantly, you know, your first community for me is your family. So I try to have an impact on my family and, you know, role model and do all the things that I believe in. But when I step outside that family, I work and working with my athletes, it's all about high performance strategies and support. Mm-hmm. I really want to make a positive impact directly in that community by assisting those that I work with those strategies and support. I always come back to the strategies and support. Mm-hmm. And I just want to help them improve their personal performance. Mm-hmm. They get a bit lost in this social media world. There's a lot of people telling them a lot of things, and I try to bring the focus in and get them to understand what, you know, what high performance really is.
Mm. That's amazing. And So what I'm getting out of that is that social impact is very grounded in, you know, your foundation of your family, but you're helping people with these, you know, crazy ideas for triathlons and more, and building that.
Yeah, the word crazy just stands out there, because crazy, endurance sport is a bit of a crazy thing, and I think that's what attracts people to it. You know, our lives can get a bit humdrum working in the offices, and you know, becomes a day-to-day thing. You know, we've got our lives to deal with, and endurance sport gives us an opportunity. You know, and especially in my work overseas, we see the sport is an opportunity for them to perhaps sometimes leave their country and make a go of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're very poor overseas in these emerging countries, and it's tough for them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I can impact them and give them a leg up and an opportunity, that's great. But, you know, the guys I work with here too, they're passionate about what they want to do. And I just make it all about them opening their eyes to what they can do. I never realize how far they can go.
Yeah.
Good fun. It's good fun. I love what I do.
That's incredible. Well, that really is. So building on that, then, I can tell that at a core, you know, value that you have is really that building that impact. But do you believe social impact is an important part of business, then? Do you think it's an integral part of what we do?
Absolutely. Social impact is everything. It defines business, really. Because business is really about people. It's about impacting those around you. You know, like I go to the local coffee shop every morning at Whitehorse Coffee, and you know, that's all about impacting people. These people queue up for a coffee and they're standing around and they're talking to each other, and so that business just there, one business alone, as well as our company, our coaching company, it's we're impacting people every day, you know, just by having a positive influence on them, mm-hmm. and making them feel like they're something special. So, you know, hopefully we can influence them and help them achieve things they probably couldn't have dreamed of in my company anyway, in our business. So what I want to do is I want to really try and, in their business, in anyone's business, whether it be sport or, you know, banking or whatever it is, I really want to get them to focus on the effect they have on those around them. And it's if they can do that by reverting back to what you're saying before, the character and the core values of who they are and what they are. If we can get back to those core values, we can sometimes let go of the outcome, because we get too focused on the outcome of business. Mm-hmm. And if we can come back to those core values, get them into business, I think we're going to go a long way.
I couldn't agree more with that, honestly. I really couldn't. So last question, but I think we're going there anyways. You know, you see these coffee shops, you see these examples of social impact at, you know, the micro level and then the macro level. What is your advice for people who want to make that social impact in their communities? People who might not have started and are looking to get into it, to build that?
Simply get passionate. Passion is the real deal. If you're passionate about something, people will it rubs off. And no matter what you're doing, if you want to make an impact on others, if you know, whether it be helping them with you know, with clothing or helping them get a shelter over their head, whatever it is, you know, helping people improve their lives, basically, in whatever means that is. If you can get passionate about that, think about what you're good at, okay, and find that passion in that. And just let it sing.
Find
other people in your community with those needs. So if you're passionate about singing, find people that love to listen to music. Get good at it and go and help people. Just go do it. You've got to just go do it. The worst thing you can do is sit back and wait until you think you're good at something. because you're going to develop at the same time as those you're helping those people.
Yeah.
So a lot of people sit back and wait for it to be perfected, and it's the worst thing you can do, you know.
I love that. Persistence, but also exactly passion. What you said. Yeah, know that passion. You need it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, just be passionate. I had a chat to you before the show, and I could see the passion. You've got a passion for social impact. You're looking to work in the local government area, and you've got a podcast because you want to talk to people, and you're passionate about it, and you made a podcast, and now you're going to run for local government. And it's, you know, that's, once you do that, I've had a bit of a blog for a while now, and I've started and stopped it like most bloggers, you know, but I've always wanted to write my thoughts out, and what I ended up just saying is, it's called, my blog's called Peter Clifford, A Passion for High Performance, because that's my passion, high performance, because high performance is all around us, right? There's high performance grandmothers, there's high performance parking offices. You know, if you go to our local train station, there's a high performance station master there. You get off the train there, and he tells you the weather. He tells you what the weather's going to be for the weekend. He tells you to have a great weekend. He tells you who's playing the football that night. So he's a high performance guy. It doesn't matter where you go, it's high performance bankers and mums and doctors, and you know, and really that's just because they're passionate about what they do.
No, that's incredibly insightful. Anyone can, you know, make that positive social impact, and a lot of people might not know it, but they are.
Yeah, like there's nothing like getting off the train, and you don't just hear the time of the next train, but you hear a real person on the other end of the microphone telling you what the weather's going to be and who's playing the football, and to have a great day, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so high performance isn't just in sport or business, it's just in life, everywhere you go. It's, you know, it's smiling at the person that walked past you. That's pretty cool.
I love that. No, that's amazing. Peter, it was great to have you on the podcast. You know, as a social impactor, I love what you're doing in the high performance space. If there was one last thought, single word that you can encapsulate it, what would that be about social impact?
Oh, that's a tough question. One word.
Yeah.
People. It's all about people. How many billion people are there on the planet? I don't even know. Everyone trots out these numbers, but you know, you're not an island. You've got to work with people, and that's if you've got the people skills, that you'll do a lot of stuff. Avery, you've got people skills. Yeah, haven't met you for long, but immediately I know you're good with people. So.
Thanks.
Get amongst the people, man.
Love it. Awesome. So glad to have you. And it's been great.
It has been great. Look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks for having me on.